The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
The jury at the trial of Geoffrey Donaldson, the trial in fact of Eleanor Donaldson, has heard the final segment of his police interview and has also heard evidence from Eleanor Donaldson's police interview. And obviously you may find some of what is to follow distressing. Jamie O'Hara was at Newry Crown Court and joins us now. Jamie, before we get to the evidence from what we heard from Eleanor Donaldson, what was in the final segments of Geoffrey Donaldson's interview?
Good morning, Anton. Well, the jury heard the final portion of the police interview with Geoffrey Donaldson, where police put to him that complainant A had told them she once had confronted Mr. Donaldson in front of another person and had asked him whether he had sexually abused her. And he was asked by police if he had then, in response to that question, nodded his head. Geoffrey Donaldson denied making any admission to that person and said that complainant had never accused him or put any alleged abuse to him. He was also asked if he remembered writing a letter to complainant A. Now, this was a letter which the trial has previously heard about. He said he did remember writing the letter, but he had not written it in a context where complainant A had confronted him or that there was some incident which had happened with her. And he said that the remorse expressed in that letter was about other things.
Now, what then of the evidence in the interview with Eleanor Donaldson? Because some of it related to the nature of the marriage between herself and Geoffrey Donaldson, and some of it related to some of the alleged incidences that had previously been detailed in evidence.
Yeah, that's right, Anton. That interview took up most of the day at the trial yesterday, I would say. It was probably around 4 hours of audio. And then straight away in that police interview, she's asked if she's guilty of the offences for which she has been arrested, and she says no. She told police that at one stage she had put a listening device into her husband's car, and she had eventually confronted him about what she told police was him speaking to a lady on the phone, what she called flirtatious conversations. She said he had initially denied it and gave all sorts of excuses, but she eventually played the audio from the listening device to him, and she said he put his hands up and said, right, that's that. She said she had eventually forgiven him and said that, I think that's very important. Forgiveness is very important to me, having a bit of grace and mercy towards people. She then went on to say, I am long-suffering. I am a loyal person. Moving on now to the allegations police put to Eleanor Donaldson. She's asked about something complainant B had said to police, that Eleanor Donaldson had walked into a room and had seen Geoffrey Donaldson touching that girl's chest, and that Eleanor Donaldson had then walked back out of the room and closed the door. Now, Mrs. Donaldson denied this was the case and said she didn't see that allegation of touching, and she doesn't know whether she closed the door or left it ajar, but she does remember walking out, and she said that also, or walking away rather from the door. And she said also that both people, Geoffrey Donaldson and that complainant, were both fully dressed.
And of course, the trial continues later today and we'll get an update tomorrow morning. Jamie, thank you very much. That is Jamie O'Hara reporting on events at Newry Crown Court.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.